Good morning. I'm Pastor Teresa Peters, and today is Wednesday of the second week in Advent, December 13th, 2023. Our lesson for today is Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those whose hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of all the wheat. He sends out his command on the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word, O Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rule. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In today's psalm, the psalmist makes clear the importance of praising the Lord. It is he who has gathered his people from exile and bound up all of their wounds. The Lord is worthy of praise as both the creator of all that is, and because of his universal care for all his creation, especially his care for his people. As Christians, we can rejoice that God the Father sent his Son to rescue and restore us. Now imagine for a moment that you are the creator and founder of a large catering company. You personally crafted all the recipes and the menu. You selected, hired, and even trained the entire staff. You taught them exactly how food should be made and how the company should operate. Because of all this, your company is a great success. To top things off, you've been invited to prepare and serve food at the city's largest gala. As your staff serves food, everyone praises the delicious and well-prepared meal. As they talk after the meal, they all analyze the ingredients and the methods of preparation are discussed. The taste is raved about, but no one ever acknowledges you as the creator, the developer, and the overseer of the company. You leave the event without being recognized or affirmed by anyone, even your own staff. You would feel hurt and unappreciated, I'm sure. Do you ever wonder if God feels that way? When we look at the heavens with the clouds, a grassy hill, beautiful birds, or strong, majestic animals, and think how amazing creation is, but forget to acknowledge Him? Here the psalmist reminds us to praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. This Advent season, as we thank God for sending His Son, let us also give thanks to Him for His entire creation. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you have revealed your love for your creation in your word, our Lord Jesus Christ. We offer our thanks and praise to you. Help us to always remember the Creator when we look at your amazing creations. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.